This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
I get no doubt.
Isn't it sad? Imagine getting hit with your own airbag. Holy mackerel. How many millions of cars got recalled for that Takata airbag problem and other airbag problems? We'll talk about that in a minute. Carl Brower is with us. He is the Senior Director of Insights, or maybe, are you more than senior now? Are you just pure Director of Insights, or what are you now at Kelley Blue Book, Carl?
I don't know. I'm the data geek is how I'd like to think of it.
Data geek. I love
it. Yeah, I think that's a better way to describe it. Data geek.
Exactly.
Is probably what I should have on my card.
Kelley Blue Book has always been my Bible of values and things when it comes to cars, and it's just continued to grow to enormity that is beyond belief. So I'm glad you're there. All right, let's real quick. I want to do a wrap on the Tesla and the autopilot and the poor guy that got killed. And so what was the final? Have they come up with any final determination on that, or are they still working on it?
They're still investigating all the details, and I think we'll hear something pretty soon. But I think what this does is this kind of puts an unfortunate highlight on the transition to autonomous vehicles that we are headed toward and how carefully it's got to be managed. And, you know, it's interesting, Alan, because Google, and I've talked to the guys at Google, I've ridden in the Google self-driving car too, which was really fascinating, and their opinion is that it really shouldn't be a simultaneous or a back-and-forth computer-human control. They're talking about making cars that don't even have steering wheels or pedals because it's all done by the car.
Duh.
And that strikes most people immediately as kind of troublesome, myself included.
Yes, me too.
But what you're seeing with increasing incidents, and autopilots had, this isn't the only time a crash has happened. It's the first fatality, but there have been other crashes. And you're seeing this kind of pattern build where there's confusion between, well, do I have to do something, or is the car going to do something? Somebody just pulled in front of me, or there's a stoplight, or something just happened, and I've got the car in its driver assist mode, which is supposed to sense this problem. Is it going to do it? And if you put your brakes on, then you kick it out of driver assist mode, and it's up to you to do it. But if you don't do that quick enough, you can't stop. When do you know when the car's not figured it out, and now it's time to jump in? And, you know, think about this typical emergency situation in a car. You really have seconds to be thinking about, well, I wonder who's going to react to this first, the car or me? And that's what Google's talking about. That's why they're saying that shouldn't be possible. You should have full faith, and the car should be totally expected to do it all, because if you have to think about whether you have to do something too, whatever cushion of time you had to avoid an accident just got evaporated while you thought about who should be doing what. And the more time that passes and the more I think about this and the more patterns I see some of these other accidents, the more I start to think that they might be right. Google might be right. Whether you have an autonomous car or a human-controlled car, it might be that you need to have one or the other. It's all me, baby. Nobody else is helping. Or it's all car and leave me out of it.
Carl, no confusion. I just have one word to say. Sorry.
I thought you were about to start playing a Billy Joel song.
No, it's just a crash sound. Oh, my God. I don't know. You know, I guess we just have to take that wait and see on that, because it's just all still. It's also brand new. It's I don't know. Let's change subjects before I lose you. Takata airbags. Didn't I see something on Facebook where you were getting your airbag changed?
I did. I was able to get it changed this week, and I'm glad, because I don't like driving around in a car with an IED pointed at me. And that's literally how I feel about these Takata airbags. I don't know if you saw the recent announcement that there was the latest thing was if you had a 2001 through 2003 Honda or Acura product, that you should stop driving it immediately, because when the NHTSA got in there and started testing airbags from that era of those cars, about 50%, that would be half for the mathematically challenged, were throwing shrapnel when they deployed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And this is such a mess. And I really put all of this at the feet of Takata, the Japanese airbag maker. It's really kind of deplorable, because there's been evidence of this going on to some extent for a long time. And Honda was demanding them to fix it and asking them to prove that they fixed it. They supposedly came back with stuff that said they had fixed it. This is like in 2008, 2009.
My God.
We've had a lot of cars that have been produced since then with the problem. So this is really a travesty. It's a massive recall, biggest by far in the history of the automobile. And it's truly a frightening problem, too, when you think about it. I mean, we had unintended acceleration, but if you knew that might happen, you could train yourself to make sure you knew how to turn the car off. We've had ignition switches that could turn on you. Well, if you knew that might happen, you could train yourself, hey, even if the engine stops and the steering and the brakes get all hard or hard to work with, they still do work. Keep steering and braking and all, and maybe try to get the car started or pulled over safely. What do you do when you've got an airbag that might throw shrapnel at you? Remember to duck if I'm about to get hit by, you know, the nature of an accident is you can't avoid it. You can't foresee it. You
right.
can't predict it.
Right.
And when it happens, shrapnel comes flying at you and potentially slices part of you open. So I'm fed up with this situation because I've been watching it for 2 years. I knew about this 2 years ago, and it's still accelerating in its severity, and it's long past time to fix it.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to not just, you know, Chapter 7 out. But let's take another break. We'll come back, finish talking with Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Find out what your vehicle's worth, what you should sell it for, anything you want to know about a car at KBB.com. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Me and Carl will be right back.
It's coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. Get a bag
of... This show is presented in part by Catskin. Experience the luxury of a custom leather interior for your vehicle. We'll be right back.